The 90-Second Naturalist.
Hi there, I'm Thane Maynard. I recently was very fortunate to hear the renowned Japanese-Canadian scientist, Dr. David Suzuki, give a presentation. He's 80 years old now and was reminiscing about the heyday of scientific research, which was the 1960s. Suzuki got his PhD in the late 50s and feels that the number one thing that pushed the support of research forward was when the Russians put the Sputnik satellite up in space in 1959. America didn't have any sort of space program at that time, so President Eisenhower assigned the Army to it, and they got excited and started shooting missiles. But they all either blew up or crashed into the ocean. But you know the end of this story. In less than 10 years, America landed men on the moon and returned them safely home. Suzuki's point, though, was not that achievement, but that all of our modern communication and technological advances grew directly out of the 1960s space program and the commitment to scientific research. He pointed out this is not the time to cut research funding, but double down on it. He was clear that climate change is not just a challenge. Climate change is an opportunity for growth in scientific research that will lead to amazing advances we cannot yet imagine.
The 90-Second Naturalist is a production of Cincinnati Public Radio and the Cincinnati Zoo, and is supported by the Gehring Center for Family and Private Business.